Like a fine wine, the Cardinals, who shined in Sunday's win versus the Buccaneers, got better with age. In fact, the Bird Gang got big production from its seven oldest players. 42-year-old kicker Phil Dawson accounted for 8 points, moving him into eighth place on the NFL's all-time scoring list. All seven of Dawson's kickoffs were touchbacks. 35-year-old punter Andy Lee only punted twice. However, he pinned the Bucs at their one-yard line at a critical juncture in the fourth quarter. That led to 34-year-old cornerback Tre'Mon Williams' interception on the very next play, which led to 32-year-old running back Adrian Peterson's one-yard touchdown the play after that. More on Peterson later. 35-year-old linebacker Carlos Dansby accounted for 4 solo tackles. 32-year-old safety Antoine Bethea recorded 5 tackles and an interception. It was the third straight game with an INT for Bethea, the first time he's reached that streak in his career. 37-year-old quarterback Carson Palmer connected with 34-year-old receiver Larry Fitzgerald early and often. Palmer had a stellar game, completing 18 of 22 passes for 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 139.4 passer rating. Palmer was 14 of his first 14 pass attempts. Fitzgerald finished Sunday's game with 10 receptions for 138 yards and a touchdown. No doubt, Adrian Peterson stole the show at University of Phoenix Stadium. He became the first Cardinals player to rush for 100 yards in his debut with the team since Otis Anderson in 1979. Through the first 5 games of the season, Arizona averaged 2.6 yards per rush attempt. Led by Peterson, the Cardinals averaged 4.6 yards per rush in the win over the Bucs. In fact, Arizona had more yards rushing in the first quarter Sunday than it had in the previous 2 games combined. Peterson brought the Red Sea to its feet with his performance. 134 yards on 26 carries and 2 touchdowns.